Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Six, one, one. That's 611 to you and me, Russ. 70 degrees on Peachtree Street. The Mark Arum Show begins right now after our daily warm-up of the President Trump press conference. I love that. Can we start every Mark Arum Show with the President Trump press conference? That's fantastic. We're with you till 8 in the p.m. The whole gang is here. We are the essential workers here at WSB Radio. So Deb Green, Longoria, Loti, and myself with you till 8 in the p.m. We're going to continue to talk coronavirus. Johnny Kilbasa will join us with a fast food review. People have been blasting our inboxes. Is that appropriate? Yeah. People have been blasting my inbox asking, when are we going to get Millennial Match Game back? So we haven't been able to do it because we can't get any millennials in the building because there's no visitors,
They're
right?
They're not essential.
They're not essential. No millennial is essential, at least in radio. And the promotions team is off, so we don't have any prizes.
We're not allowed to have anybody come in the building
to get the prizes. So it's kind of been a stagnant mode with Millennial Match Game. But again, my inbox has been getting hammered, blasted, jackhammered. People want Millennial Match Game. So we're going to bring back Millennial Match Game. I need two contestants to call right now, if you want to play, 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750. Longo, let's hit that sounder and play some Millennial Match Game.
Let's play Millennial Match Game.
It's been so long, my friend, since we played Millennial Match Game. Joining us in studio, he is not really a millennial, but he's not doing anything for the next 15 minutes. He's our buddy Scotty B. How are
Always
you, Scotty?
Always here for you. What's going on, Aaron? How you doing,
Best voice in the building right there.
I sure appreciate it, even though it's not anybody here.
But now, yeah. Normally, you're not the best voice in the building. But now, because no one's here, you can hear Scotty B tonight at 8 with Shelley Winter, Milani Kai. And you are not a millennial, but we're going to play Millennial Match Game with you.
I can be one for the moment.
Because is there audio in here or no?
Yeah, I uploaded it to your normal spot.
All right, News Boss is not working.
Oh, right. I can't actually email anything, but I will show Andrew where it's at.
Do you have News Boss in there, Shlongo?
Yep.
All right, you show him. Let's meet our contestants playing Millennial Match Game. David joins us on the show. David, tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself.
From Canton. Been a long time listening to your show, man. Really enjoy it.
Excellent, Dave. What do you do for a living? You hanging out? You doing all right with the coronavirus?
I'm actually in construction, so right now we're okay.
Oh, good, good, good. All right. David in Canton, you're going to be playing against Albert. Albert, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Millennial Matchup veteran.
Nice.
Yep, so happy to play along with or without prizes. This is fun. And ask me anything you want.
Very good. So Millennial Match Game, as always, brought to you by Rocco's European Garage. I got my News Boss up and working, guys, so we're good now. It just took a while to do that. All right, so today's category, B-movie or Atari game, okay? So I'm going to say something. You have to guess whether or not Scotty B will know this, if this is a B-movie or an Atari game. You ready? Very, very simple. So let me give you a... Do we have an example, Deb Green? Like, if I said Asteroids, do you think Scotty B would know if that was a B-movie of the 80s or a video game? What do you think? Would Scotty B know whether Asteroids was a B-movie or a video game?
I'd say video game.
Do you think he'll know?
Video.
Scotty B, what you know that was a video game or no?
Absolutely.
All right, they're very simple. All right, let's start this off. I don't know how this is going to go. B-movies of the 80s. I just pick one from each list.
Yeah, whichever one you want.
Oh,
and then
excellent.
You have audio depending on what you pick.
After they guess for the audio.
Yes.
Okay, all right, here we go. You're up first, David.
All right.
Defender Will Scotty be if Defender was an 80s B movie or an Atari game? Defender.
I'd say 80s B movie.
All right. That's not how the game works, David. You don't give the answer. You don't give the answer. You just have to guess whether or not Millennial Scott will know the answer. So you just have to guess whether he'll know. All right. So will he know if that's an Atari game or a B movie?
I say yes.
You say yes. All right. Scott, Scotty B, Defender, is that an Atari game or a B movie from the 80s?
That is an Atari game, my friend.
That is an Atari game. I don't remember Defender. The noises sound familiar to me.
Yeah, there were like three games that played exactly the same back then on Atari.
Fair enough. All right, did David get the point? I don't even know.
Yes, he did.
All right, it doesn't matter. Albert, here we go. Demons to Diamonds. Demons to Diamonds. Will Millennial Scotty B know whether that's an Atari game or a B-movie from the 80s?
Well, Demons to Diamonds. With a 50-50 guess, I'm going to have to tell... I'm going to have to say yes, he knows.
You say yes. Demons to Diamonds, Scotty. Is that a movie or an Atari game?
I love that title. It has to be a B-movie.
No.
No.
An Atari game. I've never...
Wow.
Came out in 1982. Players shoot demons in a cosmic carnival and pick up the diamonds left behind while dodging shots from enemy skulls.
I was born in 83.
So. All right, so there you go. All right, I don't even know if you got the point. Millennial Match Game continues. B-movies or Atari games. Here we go. Zone Troopers. David, Zone Troopers. Will Millennial Scott know if that's an Atari game or a B-movie from the 80s? Zone Troopers.
I'll say no.
You say no. Zone Troopers. Is that a B-movie from the 80s? Or is that an Atari game?
I'm going to roll the dice and say that's a B-movie, Mike.
That is a B-movie.
Yes.
1985 sci-fi film. In Italy in World War II, an American patrol lost behind enemy lines discovers a spaceship that has crash-landed in the woods. Oh, my God. What a great B-movie title that is. All right, here we go, Albert. Star Crystal. Will Millennial Scott know if Star Crystal was an Atari game or a B-movie from the 80s?
Yes, he will know.
All right, Star Crystal, Scott, B-movie or Atari game?
I'm on a roll, I feel like. B-movie from the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. 1986 sci-fi. Crew members aboard a spaceship encounter an alien life form intent on killing them. I don't know how I missed that. No Academy Awards for Star Crystal. All right, David, here we go. Is this an Atari game or a B-movie? Missile Command. Missile Command. Will Scotty B know if Missile Command is an Atari game or a B-movie?
Yeah, he'll know that one.
You say yes. Missile Command.
You're a lot more confident than I am. I'm going to say Atari video game.
Yeah.
One of the greatest crappy video games of the 80s, Missile Command. I want to film. I want to get like some 14-year-olds and have them play the 80s video games.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
And see them, like, play Pong and Missile Command.
You don't want to film them, though, right?
All right, 18-year-olds.
Okay.
What's the age of Atari consent in Georgia? All right, Albert, you're up. Here we go. Lords of the Deep. Lords of the Deep. Will Millennial Scott know if that's an 80s movie or an Atari game? Lords of the Deep.
Yes.
You say yes. Lords of the Deep, Scotty B.
Coming to a theater near you, Lords of the Deep.
That is right. 1989 horror movie. America's first self-contained undersea laboratory is the pride of the nation, and expectations are high for an elaborate undersea mining operation. I can imagine it doesn't go well. All right, end of round one of Millennial Match Game brought to you by Rocco's European Garage. What's the score, Deb Green?
David 3, Albert 2.
All right, hang tight. We'll finish up Millennial Match Game. The not-so-triumphant return of Millennial Match Game on the Mark Arum Show continues. Scotty B in studio on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Back after this. Final round of Millennial Match Game brought to you by Rocco's European Garage. My own Vanna White, Deb Green. What's the score, my friend?
All right. It is David with 3, Albert with 2, and it is David's turn.
David, here we go. Millennial Match Game, B-movie or Atari game, Jungle Hunt. Jungle Hunt. Will Millennial Scott know if Jungle Hunt was a movie or an Atari game?
Yeah, I don't know that.
You say yes. Jungle Hunt, Scotty B.
I'm going to say B movie.
No. Jungle Hunt was an Atari game. Right to left side-scrolling arcade game. The player controls an unnamed explorer sporting a pith helmet and safari suit. So No point there. But it really doesn't matter because we didn't have any prizes. You guys just get a pat on the back. Congrats to David and Albert. You know, once the coronavirus outbreak dies down, we'll be able to get you something. But I do appreciate it. Scotty B, as always, you are the man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Say traffic for me.
Traffic.
When we come back, we'll get a coronavirus update, the latest you need to know, and how many people are now confirmed to have it in Georgia, plus your calls, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. What do you know? It's the Mark Arum Show.
Lois Griffin, and you are listening to the Mark Arum Show.
639, 70 degrees on Peachtree Street, a 7 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter.
We're already at a 7?
Well, I had to turn
not
my AC
much room
on.
For the summer, man.
I know. I had to turn my... It's all relative.
Okay.
It's all relative.
Okay.
So I had to turn my AC on driving in today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird, though, with the weather in Atlanta. And my car was completely yellow.
Yeah.
Pollen is back, which is going to cause a lot of people to freak out thinking they have coronavirus when it's just allergies. So don't freak out, but maybe a little freak out because the numbers are in Georgia, Deb Green, 1,247 confirmed cases, 40 deaths now from COVID-19 here. And that continues to be the biggest story around. You heard President Trump's press conference earlier on WSB Radio. Tomorrow on the show, well, it's not on my show, Deb. It's going to be after my show, right? It's a town hall. Governor Kemp will be part of a town hall event tomorrow night, along with Dr. Kathleen Toomey, who's the head of Georgia's public health department, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, and Home Bryson, head of Georgia's Emergency Management Agency. That's a hell of a name. Home Bryson.
That's his name?
Yeah, Home. First, home. Unless I'm getting bad info.
H-O-M-E?
It might be a family name or something.
Home.
Home.
Not missing an R?
Homer, no. Is it missing an R? Is it Homer Bryson?
No, that's the info.
Home
that I got, yeah.
Bryson.
All right.
Come home. I want to know the story behind that.
Yeah, it's got to be something.
Family name, probably. That's interesting.
I hope so.
Did
they name... I mean, I think his parents would be like beatniks or something, and they were just stoned one night and named him home.
The doctor's like, where was he conceived? Home. All
yeah.
right. That's
all right. Put it on the wrong line.
Buick Skylark Bryson, the head of Georgia's Emergency Management Agency. Anyway, town hall tomorrow, 8 p.m. You can listen live tomorrow night on 95.5 WSB and on the WSB radio app. Good reminder now to tell you you can listen at home via your smart speakers. Just say play 95.5 WSB. While you're on the web, if you go to WSBradio.com, there's now a link active for our Save Our Servers program, and we're getting more and more food industry folks signing up. If you do sign up, though, there's it's a little streamlined now. You just upload a picture, a little quick bio, but you have to put on where people can send you money digitally. So you have to either put your Venmo, your Cash App, or your
PayPal. Yeah, whichever you prefer, you can type it in there. But if you don't have one, it won't accept you. So if you filled something out and you don't see yourself, it's because you didn't put all the right information. So you probably have to do it again.
I got a message from someone on Facebook that didn't show up.
That's why.
And because she didn't put in her info. So basically, if you're not familiar with Save Our Services, this program we started, because we're big restaurant folk here on the Mark Arum Show. We always get food delivered. We're always eating out. And there's a lot of people in the restaurant business that are now out of work. They don't have any work to do. Servers, bartenders, valets, busboys.
Belly dancers.
Belly dancers, balloon making clowns. anyone that's in that,
clown.
In that you know, like food entertainment industry that is out of work, you can just scroll. And so this morning, I didn't know any of the servers that had
signed up already.
Signed up yet. None of my...
Your
favorite
usuals.
Restaurants, yeah. But I donated some money to some people.
Yeah, why not, right?
Because I have Venmo. So whoever had a Venmo thing, I was able to give him a couple of bucks. So if you want to give him a digital tip, $1, $2, whatever, as much as you can afford to help them get through this time, that would be pretty cool. So pass it around if you have friends in the service industry. Save Our Servers. It's on the front page now of WSBRadio.com. Speaking of industry... the stimulus package, which I don't believe has been signed yet, but Longoria and Low T and Deb Green are about to get some fatty checks. You excited about that, Longoria?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
We're probably just going to save it. I'm not going to go out and spend it just in case.
But you will, yes.
Yeah.
But there are people out there that are going to get these, I mean, pretty sizable checks. Once those things hit, I'm afraid that the self-containment and the social distancing is going to be over, right? Yeah. I guess the good news is there's nowhere you can go and spend the money right now.
So.
I mean, you go to Walmart and make it rain, but, you know, you're not, you're going to
buy a TV, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe a new Xbox or something. Yeah.
New TV.
But I'm like, I'm worried about people that aren't good financially that get these big checks from the government and what they're going to do with it. Like, go online and buy crap they don't need from Amazon. You got to be like Longoria. Through this whole thing, you need to be like Longoria anyway. Be stoic like Longoria. Because when those big checks hit, people that aren't used to, I mean, what a family of four is going to get like $3,200.
Yeah, I think it's $2,400 for the married couple if you make less than $150 and then $500 per kid. So that's
per kid. It's just $500.
Oh, just $500.
Oh, really? So you have one kid or 50 kids, you get $500.
It's about close to $3,000.
Longoria. Yeah. It's not per kid.
That sucks for you, Longoria. Yeah. I want to talk about that big check that's about to hit everyone's direct deposit. What are your thoughts on it? And are you worried that it will not be spent responsibly? And what would you spend that $3,000 on? The $3,000 coming from Uncle Sam. 404-872-0750. 1-800-872-1800. I'm so messed up from that thing. 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Welcome back to the show. We got to issue an apology, a rare apology from the Mark Arum Show. Let me hit that breaking news sounder there.
I love being with you guys.
Where?
No, it's on me. It's my show. My name's on the marquee. Apologies to Homer Bryson, who is the head of Georgia's Emergency Management Agency. He is not Home Bryson. He is Homer Bryson.
I was missing R.
That home is in the copy that I have, which is what I gave you.
It's the buck stops with me. It's my bad. I should have known that beginning. I that's a guy's name I should have known. So apologies, Mr. Bryson. It is Homer Bryson. He is the head of Georgia's Emergency Management Agency. This is not on Low-T Deb Longoria. This is solely on me. I screwed up. I should have known that it's Homer Bryson. But anyway, you can hear Mr. Bryson, Governor Kemp, and Dr. Kathleen Toomey tomorrow, town hall here on WSB Radio starting at 8 p.m. One more thing before we get back to the phones. We're starting a food drive here. And I saw the email. Did you guys get the email about the food drive?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, how the hell are we going to do a food drive?
I know.
You know, with social distancing or whatever. But it's a virtual food drive, Deb Green, apparently. So on Friday, it's a virtual food drive benefiting the Atlantic Community Food Bank. I'm actually wearing their shirt today.
I know. I saw that when I came in. And I'm like, you must have done a video or something for them.
No. They were out when we did our live broadcast from the Publix, remember?
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they gave me a T-shirt for that. So I had to declare this on my taxes as a gift. I'm like a foreign dignitary. I can only get gifts worth under $35 or something like that. But anyway, Friday, it's our virtual food drive benefiting the Atlantic Community Food Bank. They provide meals for children, families, and seniors in their time of need. Your donation will help the Atlantic Community Food Bank meet the increased need for food following COVID-19. You can donate at WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app. So basically, instead of bringing us cans of green beans, Longoria, you just donate some money on the app, and it goes to the community food bank. Every $1, this is remarkable to me. Clark Howard couldn't pull this off. $1 provides 4 meals.
I know.
That's a quarter a meal, Longoria.
Not even in college I could do that.
No. Sally Struthers couldn't do that with the African kids. 4 meals for $1. That's unbelievable. So you donate $1, 4 meals for hungry children, hardworking families, or struggling seniors. How people want to help? I'm glad you asked, Deb. The food bank's launching its new Text for Help SMS platform to assist those kids, families, and seniors who need access to food during the current crisis of COVID-19. Monetary donations only. The Atlanta Food Bank is not accepting any drop-off donations anymore.
And this starts at 6 o'clock on Friday.
6 o'clock on Friday. So we got a lot going on here. We're trying to help the community weather the storm here that is COVID-19. Westside Walt joins us on the program. What's going on, Walt?
What's up, bro?
How you holding up, my friend?
Man, just, hanging like a loose tooth.
Don't pull it.
I got a question. A statement and a question. First of all, can you reiterate to your listeners, my wife's a nurse. And they are just getting just overwhelmed at the doctor's office. People runny nose or a hangnail, and they're all thinking it's a coronavirus. And they're having to specialize and clean every single room for every single patient. She's having to wear a mask for 8-9 hours a day. So just use a little bit of air on the side of caution.
So our own Atlanta resident doctor, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, said this. I thought this was these are very wise words from Dr. Gupta. He said, if the way you're feeling now, you felt 6 months ago, like if you feel under the weather now, 6 months ago, would you have gone to the hospital for it? And if the answer is no, then don't go.
Exactly.
So if you want, call your doctor, call your physician, your local physician, whoever your personal doctor is, give them the symptoms, but don't show up at the emergency room now out of fear. If you wouldn't have gone to the emergency room 6 months ago, don't go now. We got to help those folks on the front line, the nurses, the doctors, the EMTs that are just getting bombarded right now because Longoria is sneezing because of the pollen count. Stop going to the hospital, Longoria. He just loves that hospital food.
Hey,
we're going to come back with your calls. When we come back, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is The Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you.
Welcome to the show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show live from Atlanta as we continue our coronavirus COVID-19 coverage. My whole family here, not quarantined, essential employees, one and all. Deborah Green, executive producer of the show. Longoria, the stoic Eskimo on the other side of the takeout window. Low-T Chuck. Screens your calls. We're about to, well, some of us are about to get some big checks from Uncle Sam as the stimulus package is about, it hasn't been approved yet, right? They're still waiting on congressional. They're hoping to vote tomorrow, but it looks like it's going to get through. There's a couple of stragglers on both sides of the aisle. What does that mean for you? Our old buddy Andy Field, you might remember him. He was joining us during those impeachment shows. He's got the latest from Washington, D.C.
If your last year tax refund was direct deposit, you will get that $1,200 government check quickly. But if you received a paper check refund, the $1,200 stimulus could take 4 to 5 weeks. If you haven't filed this year's taxes yet, what you receive will be based on last year's return.
So it's a little, fluid, but I bet if you made, as a single person, if you made $75,000 or less, you're going to get $1,200. If you are a married couple that made $150,000 or less, you're going to get $2,400. And then if you're in that bracket and you have kids, you get $500 for a kid, just as many kids as you have. So Longoria has two daughters. He's only getting $500. Chuck has one daughter.
Still getting $500.
Still getting $500. Deb Green and I, no kids. Bupkis. No. You know what bupkis means?
I don't.
Let me get a Jew's nugget here, Longoria. That is Yiddish for zip, nada, nothing. Bupkis.
I did not know that.
There you go. I'll teach you something new every day. I think that's great. There's a lot of families out there that certainly need that infusion of cash, and I'm very happy that that is going to happen. I'm a little concerned, though, that folks, like some, that check is going to be more than some people make in a week or 2 weeks. Like if you're making $400 a week at a fast food establishment and you've got furloughed or you got furloughed from whatever job, TJ Maxx. Let's say, Chuck, you work at TJ Maxx.
Sure.
And you're making $400 a week. All of a sudden, you got $1,200. I'm worried that people that might not be financially responsible aren't going to know what to do with that money.
I hope they know they need to pay their rent.
Well, yeah, obviously, that's what we hope. And I think everyone's going to,
what it's for.
I guess the only silver lining is that nothing's open for you to spend that money on.
No.
You can't go to the bars. You can't go to the clubs. The internet is still there. So I'm a little concerned about that, but I'm happy that working families are going to get that help from Uncle Sam. Your thoughts on that and any concerns about the direct deposit that's about to hit in a lot of folks' bank accounts. 404-872-0750, 1-800-972-8255 is the number to reach the show. Andrew joins us in Athens. Andrew, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing, Mark?
Excellent. What's going on tonight?
I'm just about to get off the 10 loop here in Athens.
One of my favorite loops, the 10 loop.
Yes, if it didn't have so much trash on it.
What's on your mind, buddy?
I got two things for you, real quick. Went to a drive-thru restaurant today in Alpharetta. I was working down in Alpharetta. And
you know, normal order. I'm not going to say where it was, but I hand them my card and they stick out a tray. And I put my card in the tray.
They don't want to touch it.
And they don't want to touch me. Well, that's where it gets stupid. So they pull the tray inside and they grab the card out of the tray. And she's got gloves on, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she does all her thing. Hands the card to somebody else without gloves.
Oh,
she
God.
Hands it back to me. Touches me. And another lady is touching all over the inside of my drink lids.
Oh, my God. Well, it's a whole new world now. It's going to take a time for an adjustment. I went to Target today. So I talked on the show yesterday. Maya couldn't find chicken anywhere. So I was like, I'm going to go to Target. It was like 9:30 in the morning. It was early. So I went to Target at Atlantic Station here in Atlanta. And they had chicken. So I got the chicken. And I go to check out. And normally I do the self-checkout line. But I didn't know. I've never gotten food at Target. So I didn't know. So I went to the cashier lady. And the guy in front of me finishes up his transaction. She has like these Lysol wipes. Wipes down the pin pad. Like, I was like, oh, all right. So we do the thing. And then as soon as I'm done, she wipes down the pin pad again for the guy behind me. It's like this whole production now to get your transaction done. I'm glad they're doing it. But I never realized how, before coronavirus, like how many people I hand my credit card to and then get it back. Who knows what's on their hands?
Right.
Like, this is an eye-opening experience for a lot of reasons. But I don't want to wear gloves all the time, but it's kind of gross now. I think about it. Like, how many people touch my credit card on a daily basis? Gerald is up next on the Mark Arab Show. Hey, Gerald.
Hey, Mark. A quick question. I'm on SSI. I'm the guy who was driving Uber and got kicked off the app for no reason. What are they going to do for people who are, like, disabled? Or if your only income is SSI and you don't normally file taxes, have they said whether or not people
do you get your SSI through a direct deposit, or you get a check?
I get direct deposit.
Then that's how you'll get it. You'll get it through direct deposit.
Because I was looking online and it was saying that people who get Social Security benefits or SSI might not get it.
Interesting. Did you file taxes last year?
No. All I got was disability.
Let me do some investigatory work on that. I'm not 100%, but I'll update you tomorrow on the show. How's that, Gerald?
Okay, that's fine. I also contacted you on Instagram. I'm the guy that cancer patient.
Oh, cancer patient who has coronavirus. That's unbelievable.
Right. The symptoms are going away.
Okay, good.
I started taking a bunch of vitamin C and some monolaurin and zinc like 3 times a day, and the symptoms started going away.
Good, good. I sent you a message back on who you need to contact tomorrow. I don't know if you got that.
I'll try again. I didn't have any luck today, but
I'll try again. Yeah, he works in the morning, so he'll be able to help you out.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, God bless, Gerald. Can you imagine that?
No.
It's crazy, man.
Cancer patient, and he's got coronavirus. Like,
double whammy.
Yeah, just awful. Let's go to our buddy Russ in Gainesville, who's always
Russ, come here,
a bright shining star in our otherwise dim lives. What's going on, Russ?
Hey. So if I give, I don't know, say $400 or something to this server thing, I want it to go to some of the Hooters girls that are laid off.
Well, there's a couple of them on there already. I don't know if you've checked out the gallery yet. I mean, do what you can afford, Russ. Don't break your bank. You're not getting a date out of this.
You're not buying a date.
This isn't Tinder, Russ. This is Save Our Server.
The Jonesboro Hooters is still open because I investigated it a little bit.
You drove all the way down to Jonesboro to go to Hooters?
No, I didn't drive there. I called
them. Oh, you
the
called them
The ones in Atlanta are closed down, but the Jonesboro's open.
Yeah. There's a couple of Hooters waitresses that have signed up to Save Our Server on WSBRadio.com. Certainly do that. By the way, Russ, our email is down. So if you try to send me any emails today, I can't get them. Or something's wrong with the station email.
Oh, okay, because I sent you a picture of a mailman, because we were sitting in front of this place that was closed. There's a closed bar, and everything's closed, and the mailman walked up and put letters in the mailbox, and I said, you guys are working. He said, yep, rain, sleet, or snow. I said, that's amazing. I'm going to take your picture, and I took a picture of him, and I said, you guys are just incredible.
Great.
You
know? Well, hopefully the emails will come through either later tonight or tomorrow, but I don't want you to panic that I wasn't responding to your emails. I just... Emails down right now. All right, Russ, good talking to you, buddy. Gavin is up next on the Mark Arab Show. Hey, Gavin.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing,
bro? Excellent. What's up?
Hey, not much. I just wanted to call in. I'm a long-time listener, and I love the show.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I will say this. You guys weren't kidding whenever y'all said this was a gridlock up here on 85 North.
Oh, the red alert on 85 at Indian Trail, exit 101.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. That's what I do for a living. I left out of Decatur, and it's taken me almost 2 hours to go 20 miles.
Oh, so. My goodness. Sorry to hear that, buddy. Well, what else can I do for you?
Regarding the coronavirus, I've got what most people say is an unpopular opinion. I kind of view it as being a just a stronger version of the, of influenza.
You're right on that. It is stronger, but the problem is, and I said this yesterday on the show, it's not only stronger. We have no antibodies for it because it's new. It is way more contagious than the regular flu and up to 10 times more deadly than the regular flu. So if you add that up, it says 60 million Americans got the flu last year. And this is more contagious and it spreads easier and faster. So let's just say we have this coronavirus COVID-19 for a year. Let's say conservatively, it's a third more contagious. That means 90 million Americans get it. And if it's 10 times more lethal than the regular flu, which is also a conservative estimate, the death rates are kind of nebulous right now. That means if 40,000 people died because of the flu last year, that means COVID-19 could kill 400,000 Americans. So listen, is this the end of the world? Is the end of humanity? No, but it's legit. I mean, don't think that they're doing what they're doing right now. The doctors, the scientists, the politicians, they don't want to shut down New York City. Trust me. They don't want to shut down all of California, all of West Virginia, all of Illinois. They're not doing this for any other reason than this is a serious, serious thing.
You think the country of India wanted to shut down?
Yeah, how crazy is that?
The entire country.
They got a four-hour notice.
Yeah.
A billion people,
mm-hmm.
a fifth of the planet
yeah.
on lockdown. That's nuts. But we should have Sanjay on this because he's been to India and can give us. But I would imagine there's parts of India that are like off the grid. That actually makes sense here,
like
too.
In the mountains and stuff?
Yeah, like that don't know what's going on. Kind of like the Amish here.
There was a joke the other day that was like, has anybody told the Amish what's going on yet?
That's a
there
good
point.
There
was a story that somebody actually went to an Amish community to alert them what was happening. Yeah.
And infected them.
I don't think infected them, but just let them. They are allowed to use food.
Oh, kind of like the Indians.
What are the Amish people in Montana called?
The Hutterites?
Hutterites.
Yeah.
And we had Mennonites in Connecticut.
Yeah.
I wonder if they even know about this.
The Hoots do.
The Hoots do?
Yeah.
Are the Hoots going to get...
The Hoots know everything.
The Hoots. Are they going to get the 12 hundo from Uncle Sam?
Oh, yeah. They pay their taxes.
So, but imagine if they don't know what's going on.
All of a sudden,
they just get a check for 1,200 bucks. Like,
yeah,
what the hell?
What is this
fantastic.
For?
They're Martha.
They're going to because they all got 50 kids and they're all going to get 500 for all of them.
When we come back, more of your calls, 404-872-0750, 1-800-972-8255. Direct deposit about to be lit for a lot of Americans. Your thoughts, concerns, worries, 404-872-0750 on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Tell your smart speaker, play 95.5 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, Mark Arum and pals with you till, another 35 minutes. Low-T Chuck, during the break, came in and expanded on his story. So Low-T is from Montana, so we definitely need the Montana music for this story. And the Amish, it's a branch of the Amish.
Yeah.
Called the Hutterites in Montana. The German,
mm-hmm.
they say isolated, basically yep. Amish people. And your dad had an interaction with the head of Hutterite the other
day. Yeah, the patriarch of the family that they're all friends with. They were all having coffee a couple of days ago, and it obviously turned to coronavirus. And they asked him if he was worried about it, and he's very confused. He's like, no. And they're like, well, why not? And he said, because we don't eat bats.
I love like, that that's...
they, now,
that's how they think it's... Well, I mean, it started by eating bats, but that's not currently how it's framed.
Yeah. But he just That's what he thought.
400,000 people worldwide are not eating
that's
bats.
That's what they tried to explain to him.
Something a little lost in translation.
It didn't
there.
Go anywhere.
That's fantastic. Speaking of Montana, give me that Montana music again.
Yes, sir.
So, like, we're in a big city here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. People listening in Orlando, Jacksonville, Tulsa. I mean, these are metropolitan areas. Montana, I mean, there's no lockdown in Montana, right? I'm assuming things are kind of like...
Governor Bullock is trying... He immediately... They got one
Seth
case...
Seth Bullock?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they immediately... Well, there was one case of a lady who didn't live in Montana anymore. She was registered in Montana, yeah. But she's actually from New Hampshire.
Okay.
And he immediately went into emergency protocol. And you've just got local municipalities that are asking people to do a lot of what we're doing here. Nobody's paying attention to it because we're like, it's Montana. There's like
two different worlds. Yeah, it's two different... But it's on the flip side of the coin, what happened here in Georgia... The hardest hit area in Georgia is not Atlanta, it's Albany, Georgia, which is a pretty, by comparison, a small city, but they have more corona deaths than anyone because someone got it and they went to a funeral and spread it to 20 people, and then one of those people went to another funeral and spread it to 20 people. So even though, I mean, even if you're in a rural, really rural area, you're not immune to it. I mean, the chances are less that you'll get it. It's just, it's a tale of two worlds right now between urban and suburban and rural areas. Randy joins us on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, Randy?
Hey, Mark. Love the show.
Thank you, brother.
Don't know how we would do the drive home without you.
Appreciate it, buddy.
So I'm with you on the responsibility of the people who are fixing to get these big checks. That's a little concerning, but we'll figure it out, I guess. We're up here in Braselton, Georgia, and I'm hoping that we can help with the situation of the coronavirus. So maybe you can help me help everybody else. So we've developed and manufactured a cleaning product up here in Braselton.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very safe product. It's endorsed by the EPA Safer Choice. We've had some preliminary testing done, and it kills bacteria. So I've been trying for a week trying to get in touch with somebody at the governor's office, at the CDC, somewhere.
Gotcha. I'm going to put you on hold, Randy. I'm going to put you on hold. Low T Chuck's going to give you my email address, and we'll connect offline. And I'll see if I can connect the dots. Chuck, give him my work email's not working. So you have my Gmail account? I'll give it to you, and you can give it to him. All right, we're going to come back. More of your calls. The stimuli, the big check's going to hit in everyone's direct deposit soon. I'm a little concerned about the fiscal responsibility of some folks. Your thoughts on the general program, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is The Mark Arum Show. Well, excuse me, let me let you know the time. Welcome back to the show, 23 in front of the hour. Mark Arum and the Bananas at your beck and call. Johnny Kilbasa will join us in just a second with a fast food review. Speaking of food, Longoria, I think I need the Mark Arum Show breaking news sounder for this. This is a big deal.
Where is Hector?
Waffle House has told our friends at Channel 2 Action News that this is the CEO of Waffle House. They don't know how long they can keep people employed under the current situation. They've temporarily had to close more than 400 restaurants. Waffle House president and CEO Walt Emmer reached out to Channel 2 and said they're trying to figure out if maybe they can reopen the dining rooms. Because right now, if they're open, Waffle Houses are open, it's to go only. So I went in today, and they had garbage bags on the stools at the counter, empty, two servers, one cook, and that was it. So they're struggling to stay afloat. So Waffle House is thinking about actually reopening some restaurants because they can't afford to keep open. You think of the overhead, 24-hour joint, the electricity, and all that stuff. Speaking of restaurants, our Save Our Servers program is up on WSBRadio.com. Click on Save Our Servers and peruse some out-of-work servers and maybe give them a digital tip to help them through this tough time. And there's a bunch of Waffle House servers on there now. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Ron joins us on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, buddy. I just thought you might want to hear this. I know you do the food thing where they deliver it to you.
Yeah.
I saw online the Shoe Show girls have opened up a new thing.
Yes, I saw
They're delivering food.
So the ladies that work at a gentleman club, they are all closed right now, and they're doing, quote, online dancing, Longoria. I don't know what the benefit of that would be.
I don't know.
I mean, that's basically a webcam girl, right, Chuck? You've had experience with webcam girls. Isn't that basically what this
that's
is?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, everyone's trying to survive.
Do what you can.
I wonder.
They're delivering. A friend of mine said They were they delivered his food topless.
Oh, I missed the point of that. I don't think my fiance would appreciate that if I if my Uber Eats driver showed up topless. I don't think that would. So here, talking about the ladies at the Gentleman's Club, if they didn't file, because that's a cash business, right, Chuck?
Oh, yeah.
If they didn't file taxes, they're not going to get that stimulus money.
No.
See, you should always file your taxes, folks. Paul's up next on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, Paulie?
Hey, brother. What's cooking?
Not much, brother.
I have a question. You had a caller call in. He had cancer. He got COVID. And I have a son that's on SSI.
Mm-hmm.
And he did file. He did make a little money last year. And I was also wondering if he did file and he's on SSI, would he get some benefits?
If he, as far as I know, if he filed, and that's what Deb Green told me in the break, that if you have SSI, that is considered an income of sorts and you have to file, I would imagine he is going to get a check. I don't quote me on that, but it would seem logically that he would.
Okay. My next question is, are they using the tax return from 2018 or a tax return from 2019?
Most recent.
18.
Most recent. If you've already filed 19, they'll use
that. Oh, most recent. So Chuck says if you've already filed 19, they're using that one. If not, it's 18. So did he already file?
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
What is the breakdown?
$75K for an individual. Are you married?
Yes.
So 150 combined, but I think that's after tax income. So if you made less than $150,000 combined with your wife after tax, I believe is the way it's read, then you will get the package.
So we filed, I think 180 for 2019.
That was your total gross income?
Yes.
Then after tax, it should be less than 150, I would imagine. So I think you're with deductions and all that stuff, I think you'll be okay.
And then the kids, for example, I have four from...
You only get $500.
Yeah, $500.
I heard that, but what about, like, I have two kids in college, and they both work.
Yes.
And they filed.
So they're not dependents.
I don't know what we did.
Here's the deal. Honestly, Paul, I would love to help you out, but I'm pretty sure you don't want my advice on this, right? You want Clark Howard's advice on this. So go to Clark.com and find out what he says. I'm giving you my best guess. Even though I'm Jewish, I'm not an accountant. I don't know what's going on. Much to my parents' chagrin, I did not go into accounting or become a doctor. I became a radio schlep. But Clark.com should have all the answers. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from Parts Unknown, Height Unknown, Weight, we do not want to know, Johnny Kilbasa and the ever-so-popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I was just screaming into the phone, what is this guy asking Mark Arum these questions for? But I'm wrapping back. I'm here for the take. I'm covered with cheese, and I am to please.
I'm happy to help, and I'm giving my best guess, but I am not a professional tax preparer or anything.
You're not.
No, I'm not. I don't even do my own taxes. I use Sanjay's cousin. So you don't want my Clark.com for all your financial answers. What's on the menu tonight, big fella?
Breaking news, Barker.
Breaking news, Schlongo.
Where is Hector?
What do we got, buddy?
Wendy's all over Metro Atlanta are giving back to the community a little bit. If you go through the drive-thru like I do, they're giving away junior Frosties with every order, Mark.
That's unbelievable.
You gotta go through the drive-thru.
So in the last week, no joke, I've been to Wendy's six times. Because their breakfast menu is actually really good.
It is.
The bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich is up there with anything I've ever had at any other fast food joint. And I even went there last night, so I've missed six free Frosties, is what you're saying. Now they're starting now to give free Frosties. That's pretty cool, though. Especially that if things are heating up here in Atlanta. It was up to 80. Get a Frosty with your Dave's Double Longoria?
Yeah, your back sweat meter will go down.
Do you prefer, I'm going to ask Longoria first, and then Low-T, and then I'll get to you, Johnny, the expert. Do you prefer the chocolate Frosty Longoria or the vanilla Frosty?
Vanilla.
Chocolate Frosty or vanilla Frosty?
Chocolate.
I'm with Longoria. The vanilla. What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. I mean, if you give me either one, I'm going to be happy.
Right, right.
But I prefer the vanilla. Now let's get to the expert, Johnny K. Vanilla or chocolate Frosty? Which do you prefer?
Of course I buy one of each, eat half of one, and then mix them together. That's what you
got to
do.
The swirl.
A little swirl action. Swirl.
And by the way, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. If you're going through and getting these free Junior Frosties, if you can get one down in four scoops, you're on Johnny Kilbasa's level. Four scoops of a Junior Frosty, finishing it off.
The Junior Frosty is kind of tiny, but the fact they're giving away for free, kudos to Wendy's. That's amazing. What McDonald's tried to do that, but their ice cream machine was broken, so they don't do that. All right, Johnny, bringing us good news during COVID-19. We appreciate you as always, and
if the cholesterol is high, baby, so am I. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and listen to Fireside Huts every day on the Sausage Hut Podcast on any pod app or JohnnyKilbasa.com.
All things Kilbasa on JohnnyKilbasa.com. Appreciate you, bruh.
Anytime, bruh.
All right, I'm going to pick up some ramen after the show, but I might stop at Wendy's just to get that free Frosty for dessert. Todd is in Alpharetta. Todd, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, what's going on? Love hearing Kilbasa all the time.
He's the man.
Yes. Actually, I drive for the big brown package car industry.
Good job, man. Keep up the good work. You guys have been to my place every day.
Right. And the reason I'm calling is because I deliver to one of the largest subdivisions in Cherokee County.
Okay.
And it seems like there is no quarantine whatsoever in my neighborhood. There are people walking in clusters of 10 to 15, kids all over the place, people walking up and down the streets. And I understand because they want to get out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, isn't that what we're talking about? Like five women talking on the corner, within arm length of each other?
Yeah,
I'm just
6 feet, people. 6 feet distance. Unbelievable.
Oh, no. 6 feet for 15 people standing there.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you a question. Are you guys, do people have to sign for packages anymore? How's that working with social distancing?
We actually received a new signature protocol at the end of last week where we actually put in the signature screen COVID-19, and then we put CVD in their last name and make sure that they're there, but they don't have to touch our board at all anymore.
Good, good. I want to keep you guys safe.
So, and it actually sped up the process, which is kind of good. As soon as I see movement in the house, boom.
Has UPS given you guys, like, brown masks to wear?
Not masks, but every day we are provided with spray, cleaning material to clean our package cars.
Nice.
Our dashboards, our dyad boards, and things like that. And I wear surgical gloves anyways because it just helps my hands from getting filthy, you know. But now I wear them every day.
See that, Longoria?
I just try to be smart.
Clean your package, Longoria. Todd says clean.
At least once a day.
At least once a day.
You quote me on that.
Todd, keep up the good work, buddy. I appreciate it. Mike's up next to the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Hey, listen, I live down here in McDonough, Georgia, and I work in downtown Atlanta, and I was just informed today that I'll be out of a job come Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother.
I appreciate that. But my question is, with this stimulus package and everything, with me losing my job probably after it's signed, are me and my wife still eligible for that?
Yeah. So you are going to get, even if you still have a job, like Deb Green still has a job at the Mark Arum Show, she's going to get that stimulus check. With the unemployment benefit, this is a 17-week thing. So if you do file for unemployment, have you done it already yet?
No, my job is going to send an email out as soon as Friday approaches when they shut down, and then we'll be able to apply for unemployment at that time.
So again, I'm just a hack. This is just how I'm reading the situation. But for anyone that files, you don't have to have filed already, but from going now until the end of the COVID-19 outbreak, anyone that files is going to get a boosted unemployment benefit. So you will get, well, as soon as you file, you'll get $900 a week is what I'm being told for unemployment benefits.
Got you.
Which I think is significantly more than it was, right?
Yeah, it's more than normal.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it sucks you losing your job, but you're going to get that stimulus check and you're going to get extended unemployment. I think it's $900 a week for up to 17 weeks. And small businesses are going to get access to free and forgivable loans if they keep people employed. So there's benefit for small business owners or any business owner to keep your folks on payroll, because you can get no interest loans that I believe will eventually become forgivable once this thing's done. It's pretty crazy world we live in right now. We got one segment to go on the Mark Arum Show on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Check out our Save Our Servers program on WSBRadio.com back after this.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show, but have no fear. Shelley Winter is here. Shelley's coming up right after the Mark Arum Show. Philip joins us in the ATL. How are you holding up, Philip?
Hey. Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
My pleasure, buddy.
Hey, I got a question. You may have just answered the question for me. I have a dental laboratory. I've been doing restorative work here in Atlanta, third generation since 1946. And we worked for dentists in 14 different states. And each state's had different requests for the doctors, and now demands where the dental offices are closed for anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks. And so we're out of work. First time. We ran out of work today, and we put everybody on this partial plan with the Department of Labor,
yeah,
which keeps them employed. It keeps their benefits are good for us. The whole idea is bringing them back to work. So with that, and we're just filing this tomorrow for them, I understand this new package is automatically a part of it from what I heard, or is it something we got to file for differently?
As far as a business concerned, I don't know. I think you'll have to do some sort of paperwork, I would imagine, to at least prove that you are a business. You know, that way Longoria can't just make up a business to say, hey, my enchilada truck is out of business. Give me a check. So,
What they said is for us to apply for this, for the employees, the employer has to do the application.
Yeah. I am not an expert at this. I'm an expert in food and movies and baseball cards. Clark.com. That's where I go for my answers. Clark Howard is the man. Isaac joins us in Canton. Isaac, what's going on, my friend?
Let's go with the chocolate frosty all the way.
Ooh, okay. Again, there's no bad frosty.
No, there's no bad frosty. Yeah. But hey, I'm an essential worker in these times. I keep the internet and TV and telephone running for everybody.
My man.
And I want to say, like the delivery person said, everybody is out and about and walking around in massive groups. Everybody stay 6 feet away. You know, a little bit of distance between each other, people.
See, I've seen, like, everyone in my neighborhood is out walking, but they're 6 feet apart. I don't know what's going on in Cherokee County. I don't know what's going on in Marietta, but Tony knows. Tony, my man, how you guys doing?
Long time no speak.
Don't want to keep Tony waiting. Hunky
Tony.
First thing I want to tell you, Mark, is I have not had an opportunity to congratulate you on your upcoming nuptials.
Well, knock on wood. Let's say it's September 5th. We're scheduled to walk down the aisle. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah. The second question I have for you is Maya furloughed right now because she's a teacher, right?
She is teaching from home, and much like a lot of teachers right now, and it's a struggle for parents to deal with it, but it's a struggle for teachers at home. I think she's working harder now than she has been before because she's always online trying to help the kids out. Tony, I got to run. I appreciate it. You and your lovely bride, stay safe. Longo, let's do a little star of the show.
Are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
First hour of the show, Scotty B. Pretended to be a millennial for Millennial Match Game, even though he's older than all of us, I think, right? Isn't he? Close there?
I don't think he's older than us.
No, is he not? No. All right. Save our servers, save our servers, save our servers. WSBRadio.com to send a virtual tip to your favorite restaurant employee. We will continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Mark Arum, MarkArum. Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.